Bonjour à tous, bienvenue à cette rencontre de presse du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone, welcome to this Laval Rocket media availability. The first question will go to Herb Zurkowski, the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Merci, Charles. Hello, Joel. Nice to see you again. Thanks for your time as always. It's been a few days since I had the chance to speak with you, so I'm probably going over old territory, but so excuse me for this. Obviously, since we last spoke, the season has been delayed. Can you just comment on that now, please? And what are your thoughts moving forward? How do you keep the players' interest up?
Well, we expected a little bit before the AHL announces. To be honest, when Stockton, Calgary's farm team is joining the party in the Canadian division, we knew there was some reshuffling to do with schedule, and we know it's going to be a different schedule for sure. We're playing in NHL buildings, so there is some logistic there, but it's not like we expect it to be delayed like weeks and time. So for us, we're very positive. We'll have an answer soon about the schedule. So it's not like it was a downer. We're just going to use those days and make sure the guys are getting ready. So it's not necessarily negative in some way for us.
It's the 13th day today. Are you getting the feeling that the players are getting a little antsy at all? They want to play a different team other than themselves.
Well, we didn't play them against each other too much, and today was actually our second kind of scrimmage game. We had a couple of days we had to be away from the rink last weekend, so that threw off the plan we had, so we got to readjust. But our plan this week was to have a kind of a get back on the ice on Monday, and then we have two practice and two games. So today was game number one. Intensity was way high. So this is the thing, when you don't play too often, then the guys are excited again. If we play too much at one point, it'd be I think you're right, it would get old. So our goal is to have one more scrimmage Friday and then give a day off to the guys. So the intensity was way high. It was final score was 7-6 with two primary scoring chances in the last 10 seconds to tie the game. The guys were eating up. It was really good. That's what you want to see as a coach. And for me, it was different because I got to coach kind of see both team, but I don't see it as an issue at all.
Just finally, can you elaborate at all on what happened over the weekend, the preventative measures at all, the precautionary
Yeah,
measures?
like we talked about, Mark was pretty vocal about it and honest on Sunday night. Is we had a positive, which everything trended to be a false positive. So what happened is we just don't take any chance. So it's always by precaution we do this, and there's nothing. We got back on business on Monday, so it's just that sometimes those tests could be false positive, like it was, and we have trend to see that. Obviously Dr. Mulder is in charge of everything. He's overseeing the whole process, so we're very cautious about the situation, but it's nothing we didn't talk about or that's over concerning for us. We're back on the ice, full business since Monday.
Can you identify who the player
No,
was?
we don't. We don't identify that, my friend. Anyway, I will not, and you will hear me say a player is not available. It could be anything from now on. There will be no injury report under that the player is not available. It's in it's the way that we're going to operate.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like your spirits are still high. You're
How can
not.
that be? I'm on the ice. I'm with the players. We're lucky. We're privileged. Today I'm not having fun coaching. I'll do something else.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
The next question, Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Charles, hi, Joel. Very lively game scrimmage for you there this morning. Lots of scoring. In particular, a lot of the scoring, of course, came from your veterans who are known to be scorers on the team, but you did have a couple of goals from Joel Teasdale and that penalty shot from Caden Gooley. Can you just talk a little bit about what you saw from those two young players today and in general their performance in camp?
Well, on the Gooley, it was in a we you know the team white took a penalty on him, so it was a shootout. Because what we did, we coaches had six power play they could use whenever they want, and the reason is pretty clear: is we needed our power play unit to be rested, so we could use our power play as fit. And when there was a penalty, then the guy would get a penalty shot. So he got a penalty shot and he actually worked, you know, we teaching a lot of guy on the shootout what to do. So the guys were like, I think 3 for 4 in shootout today in the game. I think the guys did really well on technique and what we teach them. And Gouli actually was one of them. And he did really well for the rest of his game. He's really, you know, he looks comfortable. You know, there's stuff to work with a young guy all the time, but he looks comfortable with the caliber. He's adjusting to the speed and to the strength and the style of play of the American League. And he's kind of fitting in what we're teaching defensemen too. So, you know, I'm not working with a guy that is light years away in style of play. Does that mean he's perfect? No, but his style of play, he's got a really good foundation, and it's something that, you know, translate to being capable of adjusting. For Teasdale, yeah, he had like, I think 3 or 4 scoring chances. He scored a goal and really quick hand around the net. He got it up top on a turnover. Obviously, the guy hasn't played in 2 years, but he's adjusting and very well also. He looks in familiar territory, I would say.
As far as your older, more seasoned players, your veteran players like Lynch, Pezzetta, Veilleux, Belzile, are you pleased with the level of play they're bringing to camp?
Yeah, and even like Jordan Wheel and Blandisi and Lucchini, and you know, it's not always because they're not on the scoreboard that they're not doing a good job. Like I said, I think the veteran really took the pace. They really, really took over the pace tonight or this morning. But and the kid cling on. And this is what I want to see. If it was the kid pushing the pace, I'd be like, we had a different meeting with the player after the game. My challenge to make sure the kid are clinging on to, you know, not get distanced too much by the veteran, because I'm expecting the veteran to be better. That's the reality. They're older. They have more experience. And like you said, you know, it's nice to see Pezzetta scoring. He scored in every scrimmage we had, and he's been a force in every scrimmage we had. So that's kind of nice. As a guy we worked with, it wasn't easy with him, but we really like the guy. We like the person. We like the project that he is. And he didn't waste his time. He came in great shape. He was in a 2-week quarantine or a week quarantine, and he came out fit. You could tell this guy didn't waste any time. So it's nice to see him rewarded and going in the right area.